In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Matthew quotes Isaiah as having said that when Jesus comes from his baptism into the land of Naphtali and Zebulun, the prophecy of Isaiah that the people of that world who sat in darkness, the darkness of death, would see a great light. And this, he says, is the fulfillment of that prophecy, that Jesus, the Christ, the incarnate Son of God, who has just been baptized in our humanity into the baptismal waters, making the baptismal waters that we enter into an entrance into a death like his, and when we arise to that new life. Matthew is referring to that new life, to that new light that comes into the world by way of the incarnation of the Son of God and his baptism, and arising out of those baptismal waters. With Jesus' baptism, death has been taken on as the enemy in the flesh of our humanity. St. John is much more famous for this than St. Matthew, but here it is in St. Matthew, a close identification, a close association of water, especially the waters of baptism, and light. When we baptize, we say at the end of the baptism, you are illumined. You are illumined by the illumination of being baptized into the light in Christ. The result is light, a participation in Christ's clear sight of all in the world as it is meant to be. If we share the illumination of that kind of sight, seeing things as they are, we are not going to be people wandering around in the darkness anymore. The people who sat in darkness, the darkness of death, saw a great light. And we know that there is this oneness between the baptism of Christ and his crucifixion, arising from the dead and arising out of the waters. Those two are one thing. They are made one thing by Christ himself during his work in the world. And so our understanding is that with our baptism, we are arising from a life that we had lived before that was under the power of the presence of death in this world. The presence of death in this world darkens everything that is good that God created. Everything is distorted for us. There are so many good things in the lives that God has created us to live. Relationships with one another, relationships, first of all, the most significant thing of all, not the things that we are able to receive from the world, but our relationship with one another, as one human being to another. Fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, all of those relationships are endangered by the presence of death in the world. Good things that are meant to be the joy of our lives. Many are very hesitant to become deeply involved with another person in our world. They touch very lightly upon one another as they go in the world. They don't deny themselves the pleasures involved, but when it comes to being serious, when it comes to seriously risking who you are with another person, a friend, someone that you might begin to love enough that you would consider marrying them, now it's becoming dangerous because there is the possibility of suffering. Everyone recognizes that. You don't have to be a Christian to know that living in the world amongst others, making yourself vulnerable to them, rather than trying to control the situation, it's a dangerous kind of world for us. And it's because of the presence of death in the world. Death is always the enemy. And we know that on the cross by his death and resurrection. The Son of God, Jesus the Christ, conquers death once and for all. And we are baptized into his life and arise so that we can live a life in Christ and not be dominated by the power or the presence of death in the world. But it's easier said than done. To go and do it is difficult. It is demanding. In St. Paul's epistle, we heard him quote Psalm 68. And he is comparing it with the crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension and sending of the Holy Spirit that God accomplishes. Psalm 68 is talking about a king going into battle against the enemy. When the king is victorious, when he returns to his city, to his own high place, he brings along with him the captives that he has conquered, and he distributes gifts to all of his people. It says in the psalm that God will do this. And St. Paul is pointing out that this is what Jesus Christ does. He conquers the enemy. The enemy is death. And he leads the enemy captive out of the place of darkness as he arises from the dead. And then St. Paul says, by way of the psalm, when Christ ascends, he gives gifts, just as the victorious king who has conquered the enemy gives gifts. And usually when people read these passages from St. Paul, the main thing they get out of it is that the gifts that St. Paul is talking about that God gives us are callings in life, particular callings that God gives us the grace to be able to fulfill that we can't fulfill without God's grace. That definitely is what St. Paul is saying. He even mentions that some are given to be apostles, some are given to be evangelists, others are given to be ministers of one kind or another to distribute the life of Christ in the world. But if we reflect just a moment longer on the gifts that St. Paul says Christ is giving us and remember who the enemy is, we can gain some insight that may help us in our effort to walk in a way that is appropriate according to our calling, as St. Paul says in the beginning of this chapter these verses are from. He says, walk worthy of your calling. How do we do that? Well, if Christ has conquered the enemy, and the enemy is death, where do we find death still present in the world? We just said it's involved in everything. It runs like the dark veins of marble in a white piece of marble. Everywhere you look, it's there. Every good thing that God has created has been tainted by the presence of death in the world. And it's impossible without Christ for us to be involved in the world in a good and godly way without the gifts that he is giving us as a consequence of having conquered death. You see, because the presence of death in each and every one of those things is a case where the fact that Christ has conquered death, giving us the gift of his own life so that we can deal with the death that is present in whatever it happens to be. If we are tempted to act, to speak in anger or to hate those that have done something against us, it is because of the presence of death there in our relationship and our fear that someone else is going to come out on top or that we're going to be put in a bad position and look bad one way or another. It is the presence of death there. The gift that Christ gives us is what we need in order to be able to deal with that situation. One of the things that happens during the course of the baptism, after the baptism in the water, is that we are chrismated. Charism. It means gift. It is the gift that we are being given after baptism. It's directly related to what St. Paul was talking about this morning. The victor who has conquered death gives gifts. We who have entered into a death like his and arise to live a life like his, we are given gifts. What gift are we given? The chrismation is the gift of the Holy Spirit. That much we know from the service. That's what people are generally told when they ask about this. We are given the power, the ability to live the life that we are baptized into. Okay, but in specifics, in particular now we're saying, what does that translate into in the world? We are given the gift of the Holy Spirit to be able to live the divine life of Christ. Well, it's not simply handed over to us as some kind of power that we own so that we can go out and try to live like perfect people by ourselves. If we try to do it like that, then we've already been tricked by the enemy. We've tried to take the life of Christ and take it as a possession of our own so that we can go and live from ourselves in the world, and we're going to fail. That's just not the way it is. So if we are given the gift of the Holy Spirit, what does that mean if we are involved in some difficult relationship, like I mentioned before, where we are tempted to fear that we are going to end up badly or the other person is going to come out on top? That's where the gift of the Holy Spirit comes in. We have been given gifts so that we do not need to live a life dominated by death in the world. The fact that we have been charismated, the fact that we have received gifts from God, that's what enables us to deal with that situation. If we try to deal with it on our own and just try to be good and say, well, I'm a baptized Christian, I ought to be able to deal with it, I, then we're going to fail. We have to, at that moment, remember that we are not children of this world, that death has no power over us, that there is no way that we're going to come out badly as far as the difference between life and death is concerned in any relationship with any other person. Death in that situation need not have power over us, specifically and particularly. And it is the gift that God gives that enables us to deal with those situations, not out of a fear, if that fear is always the fear of death. Death is present in each one of those situations. If we're in a loving relationship with someone else, we can only get so close, and then somehow something intervenes, and we start to take something for ourselves. A selfishness comes in, and we say, aha, this is my chance to exploit the affection of this other person. And we take something for ourselves, and it's spoiled. It happens constantly. It's the presence of death in the best of those experiences that life has to offer. And what we're saying is that we have received gifts from God to be able to deal with the presence of death in all of those situations. Those are the gifts, the specifics, when it comes to the nature of the gift that St. Paul has, that St. John has, that the apostles have. When the apostles are given gifts, they're not just given the gift of being an apostle, and now they kind of function independently of God. They function in the same kind of way that we're describing here. We have been given gifts. We have been chrismated. All of the senses are chrismated. Our mind, our eyes, all of our senses, our speech, what we hear, our heart, our hands, our feet. We are to go in the world and live by way of the gifts that we have been given. That is the result of God's conquest of death. Sometimes St. Paul uses military examples, and he talks about us being soldiers for Christ. It's this same kind of spiritual military example, because we are going out into the world to fight for the life that we have been given, not to have it snatched away from us by the enemy of God, so that we don't get to have a good and close and loving relationship with other human beings, so that we're not tripped up in the end by some sense of pride or arrogance or vanity. We have to constantly be on our guard. We serve something higher than ourselves. It is in that way that we are soldiers going into battle. But it is a battle that we are fighting for our own lives, so that we can live the life in Christ that we have been baptized into. It's not something that just takes care of itself. Oftentimes people find when they enter the church that things become more difficult, not easier. They don't just smooth out. They're very disappointed. I've seen it happen more than once. As they feel like, okay, this is it. Everything's taken care of. Everything is wonderful. Well, you've enlisted now, and now you need to go out and fight the spiritual battle on behalf of being able to live your own life fully as God has made it possible for you to live. And so don't be foolish. Be wise. Be ready to confront the presence of death wherever it comes. Remember what we said from St. Seraphim last week. Whenever we embrace something that is evil, demonic, we will find turmoil, struggle. If we find ourselves in turmoil and struggle, then we can know for sure that we are in a battle with the enemy. But whenever we embrace something good, the heart rejoices. God has given us a life to live. He won't live it for us, and He won't make us into robots so that we automatically go out and act as though we are changed human beings. He gives us a life to live, and it's up to us to go and to live it in a world where death is present, but it has been overcome. And in courage and faith in Christ, we can have the fullness of our own lives restored to us through Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.